Okay, John chapter 13, verse 1. Jesus says, now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. I brought a prompt today. This is a check from Miranda's and my checking account. Okay.
There's no money on it.
Hmm?
I thought there would be an amount on there.
Well,
it's a blank check.
It is a blank check.
There's nothing wrong with it. Sorry, go ahead.
It is a worthless piece of paper, basically. I mean, you could put your... You can put your grocery list on it. You can make notes. It's a worthless piece of paper. But now, if I were to take Deacon Mac's pen here, put the date, pay to the order of the beautiful and talented Rachel Knitterauer.
I'd be much appreciative.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Print it out on the next line. Memo for being a beautiful person. And then I sign it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a worthless piece of paper. But I give it to her. She goes to the bank. She goes to her bank, to her teller, with a deposit slip, hands it to the teller, and you know what? It's still a worthless piece of paper. But I've got $1,000 in my account, so that's not the problem. I filled it out correctly. I even have the right name, beautiful and talented Rachel. I signed it. It's dated correctly. You went to your bank. You went to your teller. You had the deposit slip made out correctly. Why is this a worthless piece of paper?
Did I endorse it?
That's it. Wow. You didn't endorse it. If you don't endorse it, it's a worthless piece of paper. That's it. You got it, girl. See, you are beautiful and talented. And smart, too.
His cousin's son,
because a check is a covenant. It really is just a worthless piece of paper. Even after you endorse it, it's kind of just a worthless piece of paper. But what I intend with good intention to give to you, I make a covenant that I'm going to give this to you, $1,000 out of my account, and in that covenant, you have to accept your part of the covenant. You have to endorse it, say, I receive this, and I accept this worthless piece of paper as a promise that that $1,000 is going to be there. That's one of the reasons why, actually, Wanda and I discussed this at one point. That's why they call it cutting a check. Have you ever wondered that? It's cutting because it's a covenant. Okay? And a covenant is something that's cut, and there's the shedding of blood. All right, so, in the gospel lesson, in that first verse in the gospel lesson tonight, there were two very important words that bring light to this idea of covenant and endorsing the covenant. The first is idios. The second is telos. Okay? Idios means his own. Telos means the end. Okay? So having loved idios, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them, telos, to the end. Now, let me unpack those two words for you. First of all, his own, idios. When Jesus came and was incarnate, he came with all the glory of the Father, with all of the love for the Father, for all of mankind who had separated themselves from the Father, and he came to bring reconciliation, to bring us back to the Father. And so, in one sense, he came for all mankind, and all mankind was his own. But in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, in the prologue, in verse 11, it says this. Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. They didn't endorse the covenant. His own did not receive him. And in John chapter 4, verse 44, John says that Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. And that's reflective of what's in the synoptic gospels. In Mark chapter 6, verse 4, for example, it says a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. That kind of rules out just about everything. All right. So the point is that Jesus came for all mankind, and only those who were willing to receive him became, as it were, idios, his own, his own. And so that brings us to the word telos. He loved them to the end. Now, the end here is not a matter of time. He didn't love them until a point in time. He loved them perfectly. He loved them completely. He loved them unconditionally. That's what John is saying about Jesus. Jesus came to his own who were in the world, and he loved them perfectly. He poured out his perfect love, the love of the Father, on all mankind. And those who were willing to receive that love were brought into covenant with him. They endorsed, as it were, the covenant. We can see that in John chapter 10, where he's talking about the good shepherd. Jesus calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The following is, as it were, the endorsement. Okay? He comes to his own. He comes to his sheep. And those who are willing to follow him, those who recognize his voice and want to be with him, follow him and go with him wherever it is he takes them. The sheep don't decide where to go. You realize that. They follow the shepherd, and the shepherd leads them into pathways of righteousness for his name's sake. And in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, if you're willing to be part of this commandment, this covenant, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will do what I have called you to do. You will follow where I lead the way. You know, we pray the Lord's Prayer over and over and over again. I usually pray it 8 times a day, one with each of the various offices of Benedictine hours. So have you ever stopped and really thought about what you're telling God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And then thy will be done. Not my will be done. Thy will be done. That's that covenant we're talking about. Thy will be done. We have a wonderful opportunity, as it were, to endorse this covenant this weekend. This is what is called the Triduum Sacrum, the sacred 3 days, okay? Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, the Triduum Sacrum. This is the wonderful opportunity to say to God, yes, thy will be done. Yes, I want to have all of this love that you brought through your Son, Jesus Christ, for all the world. I want to know that love. I want to be washed in that love. I want to be in your holy presence. We'll have the altar of repose over here in just a little while tonight. And all the hours are signed up for. So even if you haven't signed up for an hour to watch with the Lord, this is your opportunity to come at any hour and watch with him 1 hour and, as it were, sign the back of the check, endorse it, and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Because when he filled out that check, he put your name, the beautiful and talented Brian Dubois.
He's beautiful, too.
Karen, is he beautiful?
Oh, yes.
See? There you go. All right. What's that?
That's what you call me.
And and the amount there is, tell us the complete love of God. Do you want that? Sign it on. Endorse it and say, yes, Lord, this is what I want. Many of us have thought from time to time, oh, it's just too late. It's too late. It's too late. I've messed up so bad. God will never happen. Wait a minute. Think about what happened in that Garden of Gethsemane on the night after the Lord's Supper, the night he was betrayed. Think about what happened that night. Who stuck with him? They all ran away. Peter even denied that he knew Jesus. Judas betrayed him, and nobody stood with him. But he loved them unconditionally. And those men became leaders of the church. They became apostles. Even when they were before the betrayal, Jesus went out there to pray, and he went and he prayed, and he was just in utter agony. And when he came back to his disciples, they were all standing there ready to say, hey, it's okay, God. No, they weren't. They were all sound asleep. God loves them. God poured out his love for them. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to endorse the check. It's never too late to receive the unconditional love of God. Tell us the end. So he has come to his own. Now will his own receive him? It's our time. This is our moment to endorse the check, to endorse the covenant, to receive the love of God. Amen. Amen.